Valued at approximately $32 billion, Harvard has, by far, the largest endowment of any American university. That's $12 billion more than Yale, and nearly 10 times more than USC's. But there's a movement at Harvard that's not happy with how that money is being invested in fossil fuel companies. Chloe Maxman is a student activist with Divest Harvard, which is pushing the university to pull investments from fossil fuel companies. Chloe, thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Your mission is to get Harvard's endowment to divest in fossil fuel companies and reinvest in socially responsible ones. What is your main problem that you face in trying to do this?
Our campaign started really small with about 10 people, and we now have 70,000 folks that have signed on to support Divest Harvard. So we have a really massive movement all around the world calling on Harvard to divest. So it hasn't been difficult to mobilize support around divestment. The problem has been with our administration and being able to have a meaningful dialogue with them about the role of our investments in the university and how higher education institutions should be addressing climate change. So we argue that our investments do have an impact. Otherwise, why would we be investing in the first place? And that our investments should align with the values of a higher education institution, which are centered around the future and providing well-being in the present and to come for students. But right now, our investments are centered around profit and not around our values, and we don't think that's right.
And what are some other companies that maybe you propose that they should invest in instead?
We're students. We're not investment managers. So while we know that there are opportunities for Harvard to reinvest in clean energy companies that have equal or greater profit than the fossil fuel companies that we're investing in now, but we're, you know, these folks have paid millions of dollars to figure out where to put our money. And we're students. We have our job, but they can do their job and find alternatives. I mean, for example, Harvard has a green revolving loan fund, and these funds typically get 29-ish% return on investment, which is really high. And our green revolving loan fund only has $13 million in it. So there are opportunities to invest in energy efficiency upgrades on campus, in clean tech startups. I mean, there's a whole wing of this divestment movement that is focused exclusively on reinvestment, and that's what we point to.
Harvard has the largest endowment in the country. What would it mean to your cause to get them to start changing?
It would be huge. I mean, Harvard not only has a lot of money, but its name has a lot of meaning. And as students at this university, we are privileged to go here. But we're also privileged to be in a position where we can use Harvard as an institution to create dialogue and momentum around climate change, because that's currently lacking. So if Harvard came out and said that they were to divest in fossil fuel companies, it would send a signal that it's time to look at our cultural and social values and reevaluate whether or not we can continue to support an industry that is threatening all of our futures.
And obviously this movement isn't all at Harvard. How many other schools are involved in this movement?
There are about 400 other campus campaigns in the U.S., but there are hundreds of off-campus campaigns and then hundreds of campaigns in other countries as well.
Have there been examples of these movements achieving success?
In total, over $50 billion in assets have been divested from fossil fuel companies since this movement started. That is a lot of money. And for anyone who argues that divesting from fossil fuels will result in a loss, it's not true. Otherwise, all that money wouldn't have been divested.
And we've been speaking with Chloe Maxman of Divest Harvard, whose mission is to get Harvard's endowment to divest in fossil fuel companies and reinvest in socially responsible funds. Chloe, thank you for your time.